Okay, chevra. Today's topic is Yerdei Asimin Kuvtzadi Se'if Yud. It says in the Mechaber, Kesem Shenimtza Al Beged Zavua is Tahura. There is an important word of V'chein that the Rambam, that the Mechaber has, and the Rambam also on Perek Tes of Hilchos Isurei Bia has a word V'chein. In other words, that we put Dover She'enu Mekabel Tuma together with Beged Zavua. And in these cases, it is tahar. This, of course, emerges from a Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, where there is a Tana. Reb Nosson, what's his name? Reb Nosson Bar Yosef says it's not Metame Mishum Kesem. The Tana Kama assumes that Beged Savua is Metame Mishum Kesem. The Gemara asks. Or the Gemara says that within Reb Nosson Bar Yosef, lo tiknu bigdei tzivonim ela hak al kismeha. For Gemara, what do you mean tiknu? There's no takana at all. Rather, it's lo hutru. It sounds like the Gemara gives permission to wear bigdei tzivonim lak al kismeha, despite the fact that the Pomos Shasosianos, they said that you shouldn't wear bigdei tzivonim, but lo hak al kismeha in their mekel. Okay, zozain. So there's a machlokas Tanakama and Reb Nosson Bar Yosef about what's the din of Beged Tzavua. The Rush quotes that this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. No? That's what the Rush says. Now, it's worth noting that I'm not convinced that there's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban, I have to admit. Rashi writes on Samach Aleph Amid Beis that the reason why they're mekel on the ksumim on the Beged Tzavua is ein hakesem nikar bo kemar adam gomor. Right? Rashi sounds like it's a metzias type of issue, that on a Beged Tzavua you can't tell the color well. That's why Rashi says it. You can't tell well. Meaning to say, avada, you can tell that it looks red. But l'cha'ora, what Rashi's getting at is that since the Mishnah told us that only chamisha maros domim are a problem, only five colors are a problem, other shades of red are not a problem, so if the kesem is found on the dover tzavua, it will change the color, and maybe it's not one of those five shades of red which is problematic. Ostensibly, I think what Rashi is saying is that a kesem that's found in the Dover Tzavua is fundamentally a suffik, whether it's tamei or not. I'm not sure if it's really the right color of red. And I'm going to be mekel, perhaps because it's a svek sveka. All ksamim are a suffik, dilma migufa, dilma me'alma. When I have an additional suffix that I can throw into the miskeret, that I'm not sure if the da, if it's red or if it's not red, or if I'm not sure it's one of these five colors of red, and especially if I'm working, like we said, with Mechsam Sofer in terms of the shear of a gris, and we said from Taisvis in terms of Davish Enam Kabel Tuma, that it's modeled after what the din used to be. But Kufas Chazal, the din was only five colors of tamei. It's a suffik whether this is one of those five colors, and there's an additional suffik because it's a kesem. So therefore, Zakt Rashi, I could be mekel. That's Shitas Rashi.
So, not mean by kesem, vada and gufa, just no argash. This one more in the
Yes, that's what we're getting to. But Shitas Rashi, I think, is that fundamentally the kula is alt suffik. That's, I think, a good mahalach within Rashi. Is it glat? Is it absolute that this is the pshat? No. You can quibble, but I think this is the easier way of learning Rashi. Josh?
According to the end of the second parak.
Can you speak louder?
According to the end of the second parak, where it seems that we don't care about like investigating what color is what. So
in terms of tlios. That's what you're saying? The Me'iri?
The Rabbans say that we don't like investigate what, we don't investigate colors anymore.
We don't know anymore. But even though we don't know anymore, the dinim of ksamim are modeled after the original halacha. Since according to the original halacha, only five shades were tamei, so Chazal said, you know what? Any colored garment might distort one of those five shades, and therefore, right? That's what I meant by going back to the Chsam Sofer about the shear of a gris. right? That, like we spoke about, maybe they had bigger bugs in their tkufa, right? Or the Taisvis ran, etc., about Davashen and Makabal Tuma. It's based on what the din used to be. Adkan Divrei Rashi. What I think that means for Rashi is that fundamentally the kula of Beged Savua is that it blibes a suffik. The Rambam, however, with that Lashon of V'chein, where he is putting Davar Tzavua, right, together, or the Mechab with the Lashon V'chein, and the Rambam who puts them in the same halacha, right? So I think what they're saying is that just like Davar She'enoi Mekabel Tumah is a low Gazru, that when Chazal instituted the Chumrah of Ksamim, they never instituted it on a Davar that is not Mekabel Tumah. Also, V'chein Beged Savua. It's not the pshat that we are being makel because of some doubt. The pshat is that we are being makel because Loi Gazru. The entire, right, Heim Amru V'Heim Amru. They said, Dam without Hargosha is Tamei. Heim Lo Amru, when it's on the Davar She'en Lo Mekabel Tumah. Loi Gazru. Right, it's a fundamentally very different Mahalach than what we have within the Rashi. Im Kenim HaDavarim. Yeah, Barry?
That's just like, that's the way it was by Davar She'en Lo Mekabel Tumah, at the same point. It's more Gazru.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Now, in Kenim HaDavarim, I'm not exactly sure about the pshat in the Rush. You see, the Rush Tainas that the Ramban paskins like the Tanakama. No? You saw that? The Russian Simon Aleph writes that there's a Machloikas. Whether I paskin like the Tanakama, or do I paskin like Reb? We have it as Reb Nosson ben Yosef. He has his Reb Yonason ben Yosef, and the Torah has it only as Reb Yonason. I don't know exactly. Apparently, he's changing his name. But the fact is, the Rush says that the Ramban pasak Tanakama. Open the Ramban. The Ramban, I give you on the source sheets, and then Hilchos Nidol Ramban Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. The lashon of the Ramban is matza al gabi begodim afilu hayu kleitziv onim is going to be tamei mikayvon shahadam nikar behen tameya. No, isn't that an interesting Ramban? Zaken Ramban, you know why she's tameya? Because the dam is nikar. What's the Ramban saying? It seems to me that maybe what the Ramban is saying is that I don't paskin like the Tanakam. I'm not saying that every time you have dam on the beged that is tzavua, it is going to be tamei. No, the Ramban is masking that if it's taka enoi nikar, it's going to be tahar. No, I don't know if the Ramban is passing like the Tanakama. Again, I'm saying something against the Rush, but once I have what the Ramban says inside, it doesn't. I don't get the impression that the Ramban is paskening like the Tanakama. Okay? Just leave it. It's an interesting point. I think it's worth focusing on its own. Now, there is basically three possibilities as to why Beged Savua is going to be Tahar. We have the possibility fundamentally it's a Suffolk, the possibility that's Loi Gozru, and then I think the Chochmas Adam is coming up with a third possibility, which might be a type of Lo Gozru, but it's like a whopper of a Lo Gozru. It's coming from a very different place. Meaning, I could say that the Loi Gozru is based on a svara of not being able to identify the dam. Also, right? I could say because I don't identify dam, fundamentally it's a suffix. Or I could say because I don't identify it as dam, fundamentally Loi Gozru. Right? But the Chochmas Adam throws a wrench in over here. The Chochmas Adam has this chiddush in wherever it is, Klau Kuf Yud Gimel Os Tes and Yud, where the Chochmas Adam makes a dimyon to Hilchos Nega'im. remember, our goal in Hilchos Nida now is to show you how little we know. So you had to know all of Maseches Kelim to figure out what's Mekabel Tuma, and you have to know all of Nega'im also according to Tosfos' understanding with Mekabel Tuma. Remember that one? And Zakta Chachmas Adam Beged Zavu is not Mekabel Tumas Nega'im. And Vibalt that it's not Mekabel Tumas Nega'im, that's why it is also not Mekabel Ksamim. Comes along the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Os Tes Zayin of the Lechem V'Simla, and he says, what are you talking about? Right, I'm not supposed to use the expression like jumping up and down and spinning wooden nickels, because we don't know the makar of that expression, but in fact the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, what on earth are you talking about? That because there's no Tumas Nega'im on Savua, that exempts it from... Right, that exempts it from Ksamim, even though it's Mekabel Tuma for a million other ways. It's Mekabel normal Tuma, let's say. I have a regular Beged. That's Mekabel Tuma. But it's not Mekabel Tumas Nega'im because it's Tzavua. And therefore, Zaktu Chachmas Odom, what? There is no Ksamim on it? We never said that. Even Tosfos only brought Nega'im in as an additional sniff within Einoi Mekabel Tumah. Taisha says something that, right, is not Mekabel Tumah, but is Mekabel Tumas Nega'im is called Mekabel Tumah. But to say it the opposite way, that because it's not Mekabel Tumas Nega'im, that means it's not Mekabel Tumah, that is a whopper. And says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, says Alechem B'Simla, that's incorrect. It can't be true. Teda. Nega'im apparently is only found on Beged of Semer and Pishtim. Nothing else in the world. Cotton. Biggest cool in Judaism. No? Cotton, Begadim, there's no Tumas Ksamim on. Why not? No Nega'im on it. Wow, that's a good one, Rabbi. I like that. Right? Yeah. You're going to be like one of Newsweek's 50 rabbis of the year if you come from this kula. Right? So, it's not true. Right? The Lechem V'Simla. No one ever said that. No one ever said that cotton is not Mekabel. Right? That there's no din of Ksamim on cotton, even though there's no din of Nega'im on cotton. Al Karchacha, the Chochmas Adam is ruling. That's a Lechem V'Simla's taina on the Chochmas Adam. But if you look again, the Yishuv for the Chochmas Adam is difficult in the Sefer Chok Uzman. I mentioned it last time, the chief rabbi of Ukraine's Sefer on Hilchos Nida. So he has a Yishuv that he quotes from Reb Shlomo Zalman Ullman, who gave Hashgacha on my Hadassim this year. He's one of the Dayanim of the Badatz Edech Haredus. No, he gives Hashgacha on some of the packaged Hadassim. You know what I'm talking about? So, he's very famous. So, the fact is he has some sort of Yishuv, but the Taina of the Lechem V'Simla, I think, is a Shtarka Taina. But let's bring it back home. Right, the Lechem V'Sim, the Chochmas Adam is a third possibility, which conceptually is interesting, and we'll try to dawn on it, even though Lemais, I think the two major possibilities within Beged Tzavua is the Suffolk approach, which we are saying is Rashi, and the Logozer approach, which we are saying is the Rambam, and the Chochmas Adam seems to be a third Mahalach. So far, so good? What are the nafkaminas between these approaches? So I think the nafkaminas here are many. Pischei Tshuva Os Chaf Beis. The Ramah, remember, right? Lefikach Toba Sha'isha Bigdei Tzivonim. That a woman should wear colored garments so that she does not come to Ksamim. That's what the Ramah says. Now, the Lashon of the Rambam is that there's a takana that a woman should wear bigdei tzivonim lefikach tiknu chachamim. Everyone asks on the Rambam, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara only says it's a heter, not a takana. Says the Tiras Hashlomim that the Ramah b'miskavim changed the lashon of the Rambam, that it's not a takana, it's just a heter that she should wear, or it's advice, I would say. It's not a takana that you have to do it, right? You have to listen to rabbis when they make a takana. But sometimes rabbis also give advice. So Zok the Tiras Hashlomim, over here the rabbis are giving advice, try not to become a nida, so therefore she should wear big day tzivonim. It's advice rather than an absolute requirement. Okay, zozain. Now, Pesachei Tshuva quotes that you should only wear, quotes the Sefer Amud and Kesef, you should only wear the big day tzivonim during the majority of the month, but not during Yemei Nidusa and Yemei Libuna. During the days that we call Shiva Nikim, she should wear white underwear or white clothing rather than color clothing. Now that Lashon of the Amud HaKesef is a little bit interesting. What do you mean by Yemei Nidusa and Yemei Libuna? Why should she wear white be Yemei Nidusa? Right, when she's bleeding, right, usually you don't want the blood to show. No? Why would you bedafka wear white? So I saw in Rabbi Forrest's Sefer, I think it's note 32. So he thinks that maybe with the Amud HaKesef is saying the same thing that Rav Moshe Feinstein has in a tshuva, which is that women should wear white on the Onas HaVeses days. On the day when she's expecting her period, she should wear white. The Badei HaShulchan also paskins this way. However, the vast majority of poskim don't say this, and Stimas HaPoskim would imply that you don't have to wear white on Onas HaVeses. You could ask your wives, does anyone wear white on Onas HaVeses? I don't think it's done. Perhaps the Amud HaKesef is getting at that. Okay, that's point one. Comes along the Pesachei Tshuva then. The Pesachei Tshuva Taina is, what about Gimel Yomim HaRishonim? What about the first 3 days during Shiva Nikiyim? Can you wear big day tzivonim during that time? So the Pesachei Tshuva is inclined that over here that you should not wear big day tzivonim during the first 3 days of Zayin Nikiyim. But the Pesachei Tshuva in Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sifkatin Yud Beis, says that you can. That question probably is precisely our chakira, or our machlokas, between Rashi and the Rambam. If the din is lo gazru, so if it's a lo gazru, so then you're allowed to wear it during the Zayin, during the Gimel Yomim Rishonim. However, if the din is fundamentally that's mikayach hasafek, so then that's like mikayach hasafek is like a tliya, and the halacha is a tliya, so we don't do during Gimel Yomim Harishonim. In other words, if it's mikoach safeg, so it's more akin to a tliya than it is to a lo gazru. So the hesber for this day in the Pesachei Tshuva might be that he's assuming like Rashi. But again, I think we all wear white. I think we, lemaisa, we would be told that b'diyevet, if you have to wear color during Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, we would be makel on it. If a woman, for example, has like some sort of scratch or irritation, so most poskim feel that you don't have to wear white in these cases. Rabbi Kiva Eger has that in Tshuva, and others have it. We'll discuss it later, and we would be makel even Teich Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. That means that we're assuming that fundamentally it's a lo gazru, like the Lashon the Mechaber, like the Vechein that we're pointing out. So that's point one that we wanted to mention. Other kulas, or other nafkaminas in this question, I think is the famous Chassam Sofer that is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, Sof Sifkatin Chaf Aleph. The Chassam Sofer in Simin Kuf Samach Aleph says that the only time that we're mekel on Begodim Tzivonim is when it's outer clothing. The clothing that is close, the Beged HaSamach LeBasar, Lo Shamanu. He says there's no right? We have no raya that you could be mekel on the beged hasamach lebasar. Now, the Chassam Sofer is making his point based on the Gemara. You see, the Gemara says that this is all based on Pomos Sha'as Basionas. Now, what do you think Chazal made a gezeira on Pomos Sha'as Basionas? When Vespasian is attacking the city, so Chazal say, you know what, you don't want to have any more enjoyment, so women should not wear begodim tzivonim. Okay, got it. You think that means underwear? You think the rabbis are really saying stuff about women's underwear? Or it's more likely the rabbis are saying, don't wear elaborate, fancy outer clothing. Don't wear begodim tzivonim as outer clothing. Zaklach Sam Sefer, he thinks that we're talking about outer clothing, b'pomos sha'as basionas. And therefore, we have no proof at all from the Gemara anything about the undergarments. And Zaklach Sam Sefer, imkeinim hadavarim. So then, imkeinim hadavarim, who says you could be makal on undergarments to wear colored undergarments? That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Now, what? Speak louder. So, most Sfarim quote the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer is saying, you know what, don't wear, or excuse me, the Chassam Sofer is saying that you can't be makel. Most Sfarim quote the Chassam Sofer say, you can't be makel on colored undergarments. The Hesber for that would probably be based on what we said within Rashi. If the kula of tzivonim is al spek sveka, so if it's an undergarment, so I don't really have a suffek of me'alma. Where do you think the blood came from? So most understand the Chassam Sofer is saying, can you be mekel? However, the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo points out that if you read the Chassam Sofer inside, he's not talking about whether you could be mekel on it. He's talking about whether the lechatchila is to wear colored undergarments during the time of the month that you're right. That's not shiva nikiyim. If that's the case, so then maybe even the Chassam Sofer mekel b'di eved, right, on a colored undergarment. But he's just saying there's no specific takana on it, because he's talking about what Pomos Sha'as Basionas made the gezeira on. So b'kitzur ha-ma'aseh, this chakira that we have, is it mikoyach suffik or mikoyach loy gozru? Right? If it's mikoyach suffik, so we could understand the conventional understanding of the Chassam Sofer, which is that we would not be mikol even b'di eved on a colored undergarment. However, the Pashtus in the Chassam Sofer, if you read it inside, not the way the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it. The way the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it sounds like the conventional understanding. If you read the Chassam Sofer inside, in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, he sounds like the Beis Shlomo, which is that we're talking about the Takana. Okay, that is the next point. Now, Lamaisa, most poskim reject the Chassam Sofer entirely. The Chazon Ish in Pei Tes Dalet, the Maharsham in Chelek Aleph Simin Pei Aleph, they both reject the Chassam Sofer. Aye, the Chassam Sofer has a shtickle raya in terms of Pomos Sha'as Basionas. So comes along the Maharsham and he says that, you know what, maybe Chazal really are making a takana about women's underwear, and the takana is Labaila. Maybe Chazal is saying that after Korban Habayis, have Pomos Sha'as Basionas, etc., you know, they make gezeiros at that time about music, no? They may make Gittin Dav Zayin, etc., right? So Chazal feel that we should have less joy. Maybe part of having less joy is that they're saying that women should not wear colored undergarments, right? Litzorech Baila, which is an interesting take the Maharsham has. The Chazon Ish, in his small paragraph where he argues on the Chassam Sofer, the Chazon Ish basically says, which I think is like a classic Chazon Ish, he says, Lo Shamanu, Mistimas HaPoskim. No one ever distinguished between undergarments and outer clothing. Someone would have said it before the Chassam Sofer, so therefore it can't be correct. That's why the Chazon Ish says it, which I think is a classic Chazon Ish. Remember, the Chazon Ish has like a running commentary that like Reb Chaim's entire Mahalach in learning is wrong. Right? That's why he wrote Hasagas on Reb Chaim Sefer. Like, you're trying to think like a Lamdin. It's like the Chazon Ish don't think like a Lamdin. What do Jews do? Like, you know, fuzzy lumdis, as Al Gore would say. Right? That's basically That's basically that. So the second issue that we wanted to discuss that may relate to the question of lo gazru or safek is the begadim tachtonim. The third issue that might relate to this is the question that the Pesachei Teshuvah and Osaf addresses, right? The me'il tzedaka about, let's say I have a beged that is white, right? It's white on this side, it's white on that side, and there's tzavua in the middle. So am I mitzdaref the two chalokim of white, even though there's tzavua in the middle? So that's the question. Now, there are three shitos in poskim over here. The me'il tzedaka understands that you are mitzdaref the two parts of white. That's what the Me'il Tzedaka says. The Tzemach Tzedek is quoted in the Svarim that his understanding of the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch is that the Tzavua in the middle is Mafsik. So if I don't have a full shear on this white and I don't have a full shear on this white, it's going to be Mafsik and they're not going to be Mitztarif. That day it does not make it to the Pesachei Teshuvah. The Chavos Das does make it to the Pesachei Teshuvah. The Chavos Das in Os Tes Tainas that, you know what, if you have white and you have tzavua, even the chilak on the tzavua is mitzdarif to the white to give it a shear. And the cheshbon of the Chavos Das is that this is, it's obviously the same stain, right? And it's obviously red because on the white part you could see it's red, so why should the part that's on tzavua not be mitzdarif? That is the cheshbon of the Chavos Das. Now, one could maintain that the Chavos Das is really working from a Rashi type of suffix perspective. Right? If the kula of tzavua is out suffix, so I was just patient my suffix, because it's the same stain, some of it is on white, and it's clearly red over here, so avad, I should be mitzvah, even the chelik that's on the colored part, no? If it's from the Rashi perspective, I understand why the Chavos Das would be correct. However, if I'm working from a lo gazru perspective, so then I would say, you know what? No, what the Chavos Das is saying isn't reasonable. Because this is tami, this is lo gazru. So it's not mitzdarif. It's two totally different things. Right? I think we could look at this question from that perspective. So, yeah, Mordechai?
So I can understand if from a lo gazru perspective, why you wouldn't be mitzdarif the part on the colored area. But why would it stop you from being mitzdarif the two areas of the white? Because the...
So that's a further question. Can I? You know, what, you're asking what's the pshat in Tzemach Tzedek? Because it says that we're not mitzdarif the two parts of the white. So I think that Tzemach Tzedek is saying it's such a loy gazru that makes it like it's two different stains. Remember, let's say I have a little bit of stain over here, a little bit of stain over here. They're not mitzdarif. Two small stains, I'm making that mitzdarif. The Zot the Tzemach Tzedek, you know what? Once it's a colored thing, it's completely, right, mapsik. So it's not mitzdarif at all. I think it makes it like it's two different stains. That's the Tzemach Tzedek's understanding. What? Maybe, I mean, there are different ways of saying it. Don't know. Now, Lamaisa, how do we paskin on this question? So, yeah, Yossi?
Just, what was it? You said there are three shitas in poskim before. What was the difference between Me'il Tzedaka and the Chavos Das?
So the Me'il Tzedaka says that I can combine the weight over here with the weight over here, but the stuff that's on the tzavua in the middle doesn't combine. The Chavos Das says, I could even combine the stuff in the middle, if it looks like the same stain. Right? Chavos Das is super duper machmir, man. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that the svara of the Chavos Das is mistaber, you should pass on the Chavos Das. But, Zot Rav Moshe, in a case of a couple who has not fulfilled Pru Revu, and he writes it's like ro'i l'hachmer, that's his lashon, but for a couple hasn't fulfilled Pru Revu yet, so then there's grounds to be made, like Rov HaPoskim, who disagree with the Chavos Das. Chacham Ovadia is Mekel straight up. The Shevet HaLevi in Oshei Tainas, interestingly, that you should follow the Chasam Sofer. Wow. He says it's Kasha L'Hakel. If you have a kesem on the beged savua hasamach leguf, that's what the Shevet HaLevi says, and the Shevet HaLevi is inclined that you should be he's paskins that you should be, you have to be machmir like the Chavos Das. And the Shevet HaLevi also says that you should always be machmir on Beged Tzavua. Why should I always be machmir on Beged Tzavua? Because the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and he says HaMachmir Tavo Olav Bracha. So therefore, Zok the Shevet HaLevi, you should be machmir Beged Tzavua. Now, the Dogomei Revava also thinks that you should be machmir on Dover Tzavua, because he said he found three Shitas HaRishonim who are machmir, no? The Ramban that we mentioned before, he has a Ra'avon and a Hagos Maimoni, and he says therefore, right, you should. It's difficult to be Mekel Neged Shloisha Chamurei Olam. This is a very insulting Dogomer Vava. No, he's calling them three big donkeys. Right, the world isn't that what he's calling? So many change the text, actually. The Dogomer Vava means Shloisha Amudei Olam, not Shloisha Chamurei Olam. Now, he probably means Chamurei Olam, like who are more Machmir. But the Dogomer Vava really thinks that you should be Machmir. L'mais and Achrim don't follow the Dogomer Vava. And we already were Shibei Narga in terms of the Ramban, that I'm not so sure that the Ramban is really a Machmir, even though the Rush quotes him as a Machmir. And when he quotes the Ra'avon, that the Ra'avon splits, he says that Beged Tzavua is only L'Taheres HaBeged, but not in terms of Isha L'Baila. That's a very difficult Svara. Throughout Maseches Nida, we do often distinguish between Taharas and Baila, but we say it in the opposite direction, right? Over here, we're saying that we're going to be more machmir labaila and say that there's no kul of tzavur by baila, but for taharos, we're more mekel. Frek the chasam sofer, nekshuva simen kuf samach aleph, right? Every other time we have this, throughout the mesechta, we are more mekel labaila and more machmir for taharos. For moshal ma'adav adomer, the ravid, Baal HaEshkol says that the entire din of Ksumim is only for Taharas, not Labaila. In other words, that we're Mekel Labaila. So this is a collector's item that the Chasam Sofer points out in one of his paragraphs in that Tshuva. L'maisa, most are not so worried about this Dogomer Vava, but the Shevet HaLevi says, well, you know what? You have a Dogomer Vava, and you have HaMachmir Tavol HaBrocha and the Torah Sabayis HaKadar, therefore thinks you should be Machmir, ideally, on Beged Tzavua. Here, Josh, you had a comment? Chacham Ovadia is Mekel on, what was the issue that we were discussing?
The white color, white.
Yeah, so Chacham Ovadia is Mekel that the two parts of wife are Mitzdarif. We are not as Mekel as the Tzemach Tzedek. Right? Remember, Reb Moshe wants to pass on like the Chavas Das, like the most machmir shita, most follow the middle shita, that the two parts of white will be mitzdarif, but the part that's on the tzavua will not be mitzdarif. Yossi?
Machmir tavo olav bracha, is that meaning that you should be machmir, or that?
We want brachas. Brachas are good. Again, obviously you have to know your audience, and you have to know like who's asking the shayla and stuff. But for Bnei HaYeshiva, certainly HaMachmir Tavo Olav Bracha. But L'maisa, it's interesting, the Beis Yosef quotes his Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, but doesn't quote it in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Does that mean he rejects it or not? The Lacha Mesimba does quote the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. Most poskim, besides the Shevet HaLevi, do not quote the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer. They like ignore it. And they assume that you're Mekel. La Halacha, we're Mekel on Beged Tzavua entirely. But you should keep these Shitos in mind in cases where it's like a very significant accumulation of blood on the Beged Tzavua, and there's a question, is it a flow or is it a stain? So besides the potential to Oraisa, that a flow is going to be what we assume to be a hargasha, but you know, the fact is that the kula of Beged Tzavua is not 100% of a kula. You had a comment?
No, I was just going to say that the idea of Machmir Tavo Olav Bracha almost sounds like it's more Ishtal to the side as opposed to the Rav.
Maybe. Assuming that the people, but I would say the HaMachmir Tavo Olav Bracha would mean that if you know your Baal HaBatim are asking the question, so you should tell them about it. You know what? If you're Machmir, right? they might be very religious people, but might not be aware of the Shita. We'll say it like that. Okay. Other possibilities that, or other cases that are discussed in the poskim that might relate to whether it's a lo gazru or fundamentally mikayach safek is a discussion at the end of the lachem v'simla os tes zayin in terms of if I have a very thick amount of blood on top of a beged tzavua. The lachem v'simla is actually discussing a case of it's a beged that is leather. So Lachem V'Simla says, you know what? Even though leather is not really absorbent, but still, we're makel. Why are we makel? It sounds like it's a little gazru, no? If it would be a real suffix issue, so something that's not absorbent, you could be mevar that suffix very easily, right? You put it on something white, and you could see what the color is. Similarly, if it's like a very thick thing. Another nafkamina might be the discussion that's found in the Sheva Talevi and in all the posts. I think I give you the tshuva of the Sheva Talevi who addresses this. When we talk about Beged Tzavua, how Tzavua is Tzavua? Meaning to say, let's say a light pastel color, is that called Beged Tzavua? If the issue is that it distorts the color, someone could argue if it's a really, really light color, like what's white? Moshe Mahadavadayim, is this white? Is this white? This, I think, is really white. Is this white? Or, I don't know, one could argue there's like shades of yellow in it, no? This might be what we call off-white. Is off-white halachically white? What about this? We find a kesem on this color, right? Does it distort the color enough? I don't know, I think red on this would be pretty noticeable. Even with one of those five shades of red, you know, if it's a really, really light tan, so then it doesn't distort the color at all. La halacha, most achreinim assume that any color, anything that has a shame as a color, that the Tzitz Eliezer writes in the Tshuva, and it has a shame color, it is called colored. Off-white does haste vice, right? But this is called white, right? Off-white is also white. This, people give it a new name, tan. This issue, of course, also depends on Safek versus Lo Gazru. If it's a Lo Gazru, so fundamentally, we could say that any color, even if it doesn't distort the color, ki huzeh, we're going to be mekel. And I think that's what the achreinim assume, the halacha. Yeah. Can you speak louder?
Sorry. Based on the fact that the way they made the cut in the white clothing was usually, let's say, woolen clothing that they put together, was usually a little bit. This color wasn't like a pure white in the first place.
So the type of whites that they used to have were not really, what we call white is much whiter than what they call white. I have actually many rayas. This one raya I think is from the Chochmas Adam, who discusses a beged that the shasi is white and the erev is a color. So he says it depends hamara. That's colored, no? A mix of shasi and erev, right? One is white, one is some color, it's not going to look really white. The terrace is that, no, it could really look off-white if it's a very light color, and does haste white. That's what HaKohol HaHamara, that's what the Chochmas Adam means, yeah.
Is it like
I think so. I mean, anything that is called off-white is white, because their white used to be, right, yeah.
Any color
of the
warm?
So Rabbi Forrest in his Sefer argues, we're talking about during the time of the month a woman should be wearing colored, right? What color should she wear? So Rabbi Forrest says, which I think is something he made up, but it sounds very reasonable, that she should not wear very dark colors, because a very dark color, that you won't be able to tell if you're a Nida or not. You won't be able to tell if blood is really coming out or not. You should wear a color that's not extremely dark and not a light pastel. Wear some color in between. That's basically Rabbi Forrest's thing, but the first part of it is kind of made up. Now, the people want to daven Ma'ariv at 6:15. Should we break? Is Ma'ariv at 6:15 or 6:30 now? 6:30. Okay, so let's continue. With your permission, we'll continue for a few more minutes. Rabbi Forrest in his Sefer, note 3, has the following diuk. The lashon of the mechaber is a kesem in Sif Yud, kesem that's found on dover that's not mekabel tuma, And then he wrote Kesem that's Nimtza al Beged Savoy. How can we distinguish between Dabar and Beged? Right? Which is a very interesting diuk. I think it's a good pickup. What's the distinction? So now, he wants to maintain originally that maybe the Kula of Tzavua was formulated only by Begodim, not by anything else. Gemara writes, Bodka Karka Olam V'yashva Alaha. She's Tahira. Why? Because it is not Mekabel Tumah. Karka Olam, what color is the ground? Okay, guys, you've been around for a while. What color is the ground? Stam ground is not white. Right? Now, again, we could get out of this one because we could say, oh, she's on the beach. It's usher to go to the beach. Okay, it's Akasha. Right? But the fact is, so, whatever. but the fact is, Bodka Karka Olam, V'yashva Aleha, that you get the impression that it is not really white. It's a color. How come we're not make out colored? One could argue because maybe the cool of colored is only on beged savua. Maybe it's not on something that's not a beged. Gemara and Samacham Beis. If you find the kesem al ola shel zayis, right? We done, right? What's it doing? It's mekabel tumah, not mekabel tumah. Ola shel zayis. Well, isn't what color is an olive? It's green, right? Maybe. Right. This is the vart. Now, what would be the reason to distinguish between beged and anything else? So the reason to distinguish might be because a beged absorbs. It's absorbent. Something that's absorbent, so then that might really distort the color. However, if it's something that's not absorbent, so then the color won't get distorted because you can just wipe it off. And there are grounds, it's a reasonable svara. It's a reasonable sfera. That's what Rabbi Forst has. In the Sefer Chakuzman, he quotes this idea of B'shem Rabbi Yisro Yaakov Fisher, who was on the Dayanim in the Badatzei the Charedis. He's the one who famously was Mako on women not fasting on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, no? Before, like, the blogs. He was Mako on this, right? So Rabbi Yisro Yaakov Fisher has this distinction also between Beged and Beged and Dover. Now, it does not bear out in the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin is Avo Keli Tzivonim, the Rambam says. He doesn't only talk about Beged Tzivonim, he says Keli Tzivonim. So it doesn't work out within the Rambam. However, the word Keli might only refer to Beged because the next line in the Rambam is Tiknu Chacham Shatilbash Bigdei Tzivonim. So maybe he's using Keli interchangeably with Beged. This might be Miyashev, a ha'ara that many of the Acharonim have. You know, we spoke, I'll get to your question one in Eliran. We spoke a while back about Ksamim al Gufa. Right? And we said that according to the Rambam, it's Tameh B'Kosho and the Shach Paskins like the Rambam, etc. Right? Now, what color is your body? Well, your body might be white, but not every Jew is white. Good morning, America. Right? Not every Jew is white. Now, am I going to say that a kesem al gufa is going to be tahar out the din of savua? Wow, haloi davarhu, right? That would be interesting. Right? You have to like Dan, how white is white? You know, are you off white? Are you dark? Are you olive colored? I mean, like it could become a shtickle racist. not so poshut over here. So, if you hold like this diyuk, so we have a svara. Alternatively, we have another svara, lahachmir on ksamim sha'al gufa, which is, if we're working like the Rashi, if we assume that the kula is out safek, and we had the svara of the Rashba, that whatever is found al gufa, kan nimtza, kan hoya, so presumably it's going to be tameh. So therefore I could say that what? That kesem that's found al gufa, I can't say it's al suffik that I'm going to be makel, because the overwhelming rove in this case is I should be machmir. Right? It's similar to the chsam sefer of begadim sivonim that are samach l'gufa. Similar to the chsam sefer, we could say this also. We could also be machmir in this case because the chachmas adam says that the din of begadim Tzivainim, or Dovet Tzivah, is modeled after Nega'im. And therefore, the Chochmas Adam distinguishes between if it's savua bidei adam and savua bidei shamayim. Because in Hilchos Nega'im, which I have no idea anything about, but in Hilchos Nega'im there's a distinction between whether it's savua bidei adam or it's savua bidei shamayim. And therefore the Chachmas Adam says that this is, right? So here also it's going to be tame. So therefore, if you find it on your basar, on your own skin, so it's going to be tame. We don't have the kula of begadim. We don't have the kula of begadim tzivonim according to the Chachmas Adam. Now we have a few different reasons. I think the diuk of the Rabbi Forst Stiyuk, at the end, he points out that maybe the Lashon Beged that's found in Shulchan Aruch means La'afuke Ar. Beged might not mean La'afuke Kele, it might mean La'afuke Ar, that by Ar it's going to be Tame. A few years ago, like right after I got married, so I wrote a letter to Reb Fivel Cohen about a case that we're going to encounter next time we learn, which is if you find some blood in the toilet bowl when you're urinating. Now urine often is yellow. Would this... how come it's not tahar out tzavua? Right? It's a little bit of a gross question to think about, but like, how come it's not tahar out tzavua? So, it's an interesting question. Interesting question. So I thought maybe it's a raya, that if it's a very light color, it's not tummy. Or a very light color is not called tzavua. Right? I thought it's a raya, like that idea the Shevet HaLevi has. So if Fivel Cohen wrote back to me, he said, no. He said that he thinks the reason why we are machmir is because it's called savua bidei shamayim. It's only called savua bidei adam, he thought, if it's b'miskaven, that I change the color. But when you urinate, you don't have in mind, or else it would be also to urinate on Shabbos, as the mochav tzilveya, right? We don't do that. We don't assume that way. Right? We assume that l'maisa. That's what he wrote back to me. When I spoke to Rabbi Sobolovsky about this, so he told me that he thought the real pshat was that our urine is yellow because our diet has much more protein than their diets used to have. We eat much more meat, etc., and that's what makes urine yellow. Is that true? Someone should look this up, like Google it. Why is urine yellow?
It's higher ammonia content, more hydrated.
No, so we are less hydrated. We drink less water than they used to drink. But if people would be healthy and drink their 10 8-ounce glasses of water a day, like they recommend, so then your urine would be whiter, not yellower, and then it wouldn't be tzavua. Maybe they were... So that's Rabbi Sobolovsky's svar, which is not bad. But I think the kasha is something that we have to grapple with. Right? That would mean, by the way, when we talk about... Rasa Dam Bahashtana, that maybe we just invented a new kula. That maybe for us it's Taka Tzavua, and therefore according to some of the Rishonim who treat it like a Kesem, there might be grounds Lahakel for because of that as well. That's something that we'll talk about the next time we learn. So Rebbe Yoshev Lameisa, in terms of this question about Kesem that's found on the body, Rebbe Yoshev has an interesting svara, which is very similar to what we said for Rabbi Forst before. Rebbe Yoshev says that if, pardon the expression, the person is extremely dark-skinned, so then he thinks you can be makel on the Kesem al-Gufa. Because he says that that's not the din of begadim tzivonim. The din of begadim tzivonim is something that is not really distorting the color. Someone's mamish, dark colored, so the color of the skin will distort the color of the blood completely. But if it's a lighter color, and you can really tell the color of the blood, so b'kahai gavna, then there is no kula of tzivua. That's where Rabbi Yoshev is going to say, he's the only one I saw who said this, but it's something that's worth focusing on. It's similar to what we were saying for Rabbi Forst before in terms of begadim tzivonim, that does not mean mamish dark. Right? It's a similar type of idea, although going in a little bit of a different direction. Okay, so these are some of the points that we wanted to make regarding begadim tzivonim. Maybe next time we learn, I didn't mention any practical cases. Maybe next time we'll talk about some practical cases that have come up, and then we'll go weiter. You should start on Kuf Tzadi Aleph, go through the Gemaras, I'll have another Marmikoma sheet. Life is good. Yashkoyach.